Do you hear that? On this 28th day of March, 2022, it's raining in Los Angeles. And it's a wonderful thing. My plum tree will suck up the ingredients from the heavens. My rocks are being washed of all the dust. And it's fresh. I am grateful to God for many things. Now, the rain is one aspect of the heavenlies that I've always appreciated. When in school as a boy, I learned that the waters are evaporated up and the sun takes it back up and it goes up and fresh air and empowered and forms clouds. And then when the clouds get heavy, the water falls back down. The monarch roses are in full bloom this spring, and all is well. I want to take a little time this morning, and I want to read to you out of my book. I think it's time for that now. The sound of rain is just beautiful. Makes me want to read about the things of God and about what God does. And I hope that you can join me in this. Thinking about family a little bit. And I'm glad that you're doing okay. I hear that some people are out in the rain. Yeah. Let me read from the book of Psalms. Just some things that might enlighten us about the favor that God has for his creation. The 130th Psalm. Out of the depths have I cried to thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, and my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My hope waits for the Lord, more than the watchman for the morning, indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all of his iniquities. You see, I see myself as a part of that nation that was taken in captivity, far from across the waters, from the homeland. I am the myriad offspring of a great nation, of a great heritage, and I have yet never forgotten how to trust in God. Now, if anyone warrants prayer, these days, it's the people of the likes of Will Smith, the actor. Last night that was unseemly for a black man to go up on the stage and attack another black man. A comedian at that, making light of life with people that are millionaires, people that are sustained, their great-grandchildren will be sustained if this culture remains. And he slapped another black man in the face over his woman. And it's questionable about how she lives in that mansion. We need to pick up God's word and pay attention to it. No. When I was married, Lucy couldn't get me to watch that silly show, awarding people for their debauchery. I have no favor in that. I spent the last evening with friends singing, eating good, healthy food, because I prepared a dish that the guys loved. Well, of course they did. But what did you spend your evening doing? Watching that sad fiasco? Who was your favorite comedian to keep you occupied while you were locked in your homes? Now, I listen to the rain. Thank you for coming to my website. I will put more exciting things up for you to see. And I hope that your week is a beautiful one. I'm looking forward already. And I don't know what it's going to bring. But I know that it will bring favor. God bless you.